This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Imagine, if you will, the perhaps not too distant future. You've got an electric car. Maybe it's self-driving. You can summon it with your Apple Watch, perhaps. You look up as you step outside in the morning, and what do you see but a swarm of drones going to and fro? Helen Greiner, for one, would gladly welcome that. Greiner was a co-founder of iRobot, the company that invented the Roomba, that little vacuuming robot. She is now the CEO of Sci-Fi Works, a robotics and drone builder that is betting very heavily on that not-too-distant future. Helen, thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's great to be here.
What is it about robotics and drones and this whole field that does it for you?
Oh, I've been enthralled with robots since I saw Star Wars when I was 11 and wanted to build R2-D2. You know, at the end of the day, your creations, quote-unquote, come to life. And that's a really, really exciting feeling.
There's this great phrase that you said that I read as I was getting ready for our talk. You said there's this corridor above the treetops that's just waiting for the drones.
Waiting for the drones and waiting to do the drone delivery. I think some of your listeners heard Bezos go and say that drones will be delivering packages. And some might have been skeptical, think it was a marketing stunt, but it's not. There's no reason drones won't be delivering packages. Instead of waiting for a few days to get that package, you can get it in 30 minutes.
Except what's going to have to happen is that we as a society are going to have to get used to that idea.
Yeah, I think the Roomba is a great example of that, right? It was the first autonomous consumer robot. It's one of the ones that I brought to market at iRobot, and the big lessons were ease of use, right? Instead of, you know, just another tech toy, consumers start thinking of it as, oh, that I can use that in my house.
Yeah, although, you know, with the Roomba, I mean, you started that company, you started iRobot in 1990. You didn't take it public until 15 years later. You said it was the longest overnight sensation in history. I mean, it takes a while, right? There's a long runway toward public acceptance and then getting these things commercialized.
At iRobot, we were really on the vanguard. But now, I think it's changed for multiple reasons. One is that a lot of people have bought drones as a consumer product, and they go out and fly them.
My kids have one. It's fun, you know?
Exactly. Or they see a neighbor fly them, or they see somebody down at the beach fly them, or in the park fly them, and they say, well, I see how small it is, I see how compelling it is, I see how much fun it is. And then you have people talking about compelling applications like drone delivery, and people start thinking, wow, this is going to do something for me. It's going to make my life easier. And now people are saying, where's my robot to wash my windows? Where's my robot to mow my lawn?
Not to get all apocalyptic here, but are you sensitive to the worries that some people have that these things are eventually going to wind up doing some kind of harm, whether it's sheer liability, these things falling out of the sky, or something else?
Well, I think that brings up a good point. As you might have heard, the FAA just put out some rules that allow initial commercial operations, and they don't go as far as some people would like. We haven't proven to the FAA that they're going to be reliable enough to fly over a city autonomously. But I believe we will get there. And the great news is the FAA seemed very open to modifying the rules and upgrading them along the way as we prove reliability, as we prove safety, being able to take on more and more applications.
I wonder what success for you in this field looks like.
Oh, success I measure as ubiquitous drones doing all kinds of tasks, from like the little drone that's in your pocket to monitoring and managing every facility to drone delivery, getting your fast food or that critical item for your barbecue delivered by drone.
That critical item. Can it bring me beer? That's the question.
That's a request we get a lot from robots.
Helen Greiner, she's the CEO of Sci-Fi Works out of Boston, Massachusetts. Helen, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.